Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite.
Good afternoon to all those who are connected through the Amazonas satellite and the Eutelsat 8 satellite in the different countries. Greetings to missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin, wherever you are, Miguel. May God continue to bless you greatly at this time. Today, March 28th of this year, 2025, our subject is, Here Am I, Send Me, the one sent by the God of Israel. It was preached by Dr. William Soto Santiago on September 29 of 2010 in Ciudad Mexico, Mexico. And he read to us there in the scripture of the prophet Isaiah. In chapter 6, verse 1 and on,
donde nos dice,
where it tells us, in the year that the king Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And there he writes Revelation 11. And then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongues from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And he draws a star of David to the left. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. And in between parentheses, he writes there, the one sent by the God of Israel. You may please be seated. It tells us in the message, the true word preached by Dr. William Soto Santiago on November 26th of 2011 in Villahermosa, Tabasco, Mexico. It tells us, before the Third World War, which will be during the Great Tribulation, something will happen. Before the Great Tribulation, Elijah will be on earth. Elijah as one of the two olive trees. Whenever God is going to send a messenger, a prophet, to have a ministry of a certain number of years, well, before that, he has to be born on earth and he has to grow up. As Reverend William Branham tells us in the Book of the Seals, speaking to us about the seventh seal, he tells us on page 549, of the Book of the Seals in English, he tells us, notice now, for the end time message, this seal, what is the end of time message? the seventh seal. After all, he has revealed all the six seals, but he won't say nothing about the seventh. And the end time seal, when it starts, will be absolutely a total secret according to the Bible. Before knowing that, and remember Revelation 10 from 1 to 7, at the end of the seventh angel's message, all the mysteries of God will be known. We are at the end time, the opening of the seventh seal. The other day, last Sunday, a week ago today, when I was preaching on be humble, remember, God deals in little things. That was the message God in simplicity was preached on Sunday, March 17 of 1963. And here we are reading from the message, the seventh seal, on March 24 of 1963. It tells us, I didn't realize what it really was talking about, and now I see it. It is in such a humble way. You would think that something like that would be revealed to the Vatican. Here on the left, look, he writes, 1974, in this book of the seals. But it comes just like John the Baptist. You would think that something like that would be revealed to the Vatican, but it comes just like John the Baptist. It comes like the birth of our Lord in a stable. Notice, like John the Baptist, because he comes with his angels, and one of those ministries is the ministry of Elijah, which was in the forerunner back in the first coming of the Lord, John the Baptist, who had in him the spirit and power of Elijah in its fourth manifestation. And it also comes, it says, it comes like the birth of our Lord in a stable. Notice, it had to, or it has to come as he came in the first coming by being born as a baby. Glory to God, so help me. The hour is at hand. Amen, we're here. Oh my. And our brother William goes on to tell us here, if he, God, is going to use him when he is 30 years old, then he has to be born 30 years before. And it may not be known that he is a prophet, nor who he is until he begins his ministry. He also tells us, in the book of quotations, because notice how he tells us there that in the first coming of the Lord, to carry out the fulfillment of the coming of the Messiah, notice, there, in that junction time, appeared that archangel Gabriel, who appears in the junctions of each dispensation. And at this end time, he also appeared in the junction between the dispensation of grace and the dispensation of the kingdom. And he also appeared there in the junction between the dispensation of the law and the dispensation of grace. There was Gabriel, that mighty archangel. Now, Gabriel, remember that he is the Holy Spirit. That is why when he came at this end time, he even came under the dispensation of grace. It is Christ himself in the midst of his church, sounding, blowing the trumpet, announcing the coming of the Lord. It is the Lord himself, because it is the Holy Spirit. That is why he writes there, will forerun. See? He also comes as a forerunner of whom? Of the coming of the Lord. Back then he foreran the coming of the Lord, and it was fulfilled in the person of Jesus. the carpenter of Nazareth, and now he also comes in the junction between the dispensation of grace and the dispensation of the kingdom. And notice, he already came, and he also did that part that pertained to forerunning the coming of the Lord. And then, after that, that instrument must be in the midst of the church, in which, just like the first coming of the Lord, he had to be born and go through those stages of a child, a baby, a child, a young man. And then, when the moment came in which God was going to use him as the fulfillment of the coming of the Messiah, then we see him already at the age of about 28 or 29 years old. See, let's say 30, around 30 years old, he was already at that age relevant to the time to begin that messianic ministry. And at this same time, it is also the same thing. It is parallel in every way. And around, notice, that year 2002, well, that instrument had the relevant age to begin that messianic ministry in the midst of the church. As simple as that. Now, notice that on page 103, Reverend William Branham tells us, in paragraph 893, it says, "Then there's a persecution coming upon all those who won't unite it, and a boycott. It'll be too late then. You've already took the mark. Don't say, 'I'll do it then.' You better do it now." Ramses was growing. But remember, while Ramses was growing into power in Egypt, God had Moses in the wilderness. He was growing too. He was growing too. Ramses, and on top he writes 666, meaning he represents Ramses, the beast, the man of sin. Ramses had a political system. God had a spiritual system under a prophet, and he writes on the left upwards, he writes, Moses, under a prophet ready to come down to speak to the people. They are both growing again. It'll be a showdown one of these days. And on top of that, he writes, 10th cathedral and a cornerstone in the ages. Time ain't far off, though he had already prophesied, and it proved that he was right, but yet he was in the school of the wilderness, hid away from the rest of the world, but he was schooled, being trained, out in the wilderness. And he writes there, below, Moses being trained in the school in the wilderness, shepherding sheep. He was a shepherd. The wilderness equals the Caribbean. Where was that man being trained? Notice, he was being trained in the wilderness. And at this end time, where was that instrument being trained? In whom God will be carrying out the fulfillment of his coming? In the wilderness. And here he puts the wilderness as the Caribbean. By whom was he being trained? By the Holy Spirit that was with him, walking with him as well. He was the one who was teaching him. He was the tutor, because the tutor is the Holy Spirit. And we had that great manifestation in the midst of the church, helping, training the instrument in whom God would be carrying out his program in that messianic ministry at this end time. And above he writes, above that paragraph he writes, Moses equals the persecution, the boycott. Now, he goes on to say here, in the message that we are reading, the true word, he goes on to say, like Jesus, it was not known that he was the Messiah until John baptized him. Then he was anointed as the Messiah. See, it was not known that he was the Messiah. Then he was anointed as the Messiah, the anointed one, the Messiah with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of God. Now, notice that, as he had said a little bit earlier, and it may not be known that he is a prophet, nor who he is, until he begins his ministry. That is how it happened with Jesus. Notice that nothing is known from the age of 12 until the age of 29, where he was baptized by John, and no one knew that the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ, was among the Hebrew people. Like Jesus, it was not known that he was the Messiah until John baptized him. Then he was anointed as the Messiah. Therefore, there is a time when from that point on, it is counted against the person as a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit incarnate in that instrument. Then he was anointed as the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Messiah with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of God, just as the messengers has been sent from the presence of God, because all the messengers are sent from the presence of God. We see some examples there, or places where this is shown. For example, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, there it speaks to us about those messengers. Let's read that little part there. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. See? The seven spirits which are before his throne. Also in Revelation chapter, let's see here, chapter 5, it also tells us in verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. See? In other words, we are seeing those seven spirits of God there, meaning that they are the messengers of the ages. They were in the presence of God, and they are sent from the presence of God. In that same way, the Archangel Gabriel, notice, it is sent from the presence of God. That is why he said, I have been sent from the presence of God to give this good tidings, this news. In other words, to sound the trumpet, to announce the second coming of the Lord, just as I announced it in the first. And that is why he says, the sooner I give them, the sooner I can leave. And the sooner I give them, the sooner I can leave. Then people don't need to start thinking, adding to that revelation that was brought by Reverend William Branham and Dr. William Soto Santiago, which one cannot add nor take away from that message. Now, a minister or a person can't say he's going to return to give us the rapturing faith or to seal the 144,000. He already gave his message and he left, and God rises up another messenger who is the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christ, who is fulfilling those prophecies at this end time, and he will reach that climax where he will seal the Hebrew people as well, because it is an adopted ministry. He must be adopted in order to carry out that work. Now, likewise, in the message that we will be seeing today as well, he tells us on page 20, it says here, and at the last day, the angel, because it is the angel, it's always been the angel of the Lord Jesus Christ will be sent from the presence of God, because every ministry comes from God. Will be sent from the presence of God to earth in human flesh to be the messenger of the age of the cornerstone. He will be sent as Isaiah. He will say, here am I, Lord, send me, and the Lord will send him. That's what I told him there. Here am I, send me. See? He is the only one who is promised to be sent at the last day. He will be the dispensational messenger to bring the dispensational message of the gospel of the kingdom, and thus for the people to receive the faith to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because the message of the gospel of the kingdom revolves around the second coming of Christ and the restoration, coming and restoration of the kingdom of God on earth, which will be the restoration of the kingdom of David. Look on page 4 of the book of quotations, Paragraph 28, it says, I truly believe before the church can have the rapture, it's got to have rapturing faith. We can't even have faith for divine healing, let alone rapturing faith. Got to have a faith that'll change and quicken this body and be taken away. I believe there is a church on its road tonight, a power of the living God, that man will speak the word here and there, and it'll flash like lightning, and a church is coming out, not a psychologist, not some of this put-on make-believe, but a real, true, genuine, anointed Holy Ghost called out church, and he writes to the right upwards like lightning. And also, he writes above the paragraph, will speak. Well, if he has to speak, then he needs an instrument. And he writes, will speak, and he draws a cornerstone, and he writes, the rapturing faith. Where will the rapturing faith be given? In a great tent cathedral. Therefore, the messenger must be alive in the midst of the church in order to carry out that promise which that is already being fulfilled. Now, our brother William goes on to say here in the message, the true word, before that, he was a young carpenter who read the scriptures in the temple or in the synagogue, who also spoke about the things of God and who was very faithful to God, but he became the Messiah, the Anointed One, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, when John the Baptist baptized him. From that point on, he was the Christ, the Messiah. From that point on, he was the Anointed One, and that is how it is, and that is how it was in the fulfillment of the coming of the Messiah, of the Anointed One, of the Christ, of the One who has said, here am I, send me, the One sent by the God of Israel. Let's stand and leave with us on this occasion, in this subject, here am I, send me, the one sent by the God of Israel, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Santiago.